Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, well, let's get into some great
Christian music here. You're going to go back to the ultimate Christian alternative. Okay, and play some great songs. Alrighty. Here we go.
Thank you.
Now, the last song I'm going to play is Broken Places by Georgia Clay. The tabernacle and the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, So they did, and they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent of all its furnishing, its class, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of badger skins, and the veil of the covering. The Ark of the Testimony with its poles, the mercy seat, the table, and all its utensils, and the showbread, the pure gold lampstand with its lamps, the lamps set in order, all the utensils and the oil for the light, the gold altar, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, the screen for the tabernacle door, the bronze altar, its grated bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver with its base, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its sockets, the screen for the court gate, its cords and its pegs, and all the essentials for service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, and the garments of ministry to minister to the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest and his sons, garments to minister as priests. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. And Moses looked all over the work, and indeed they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall put in the ark of testimony and partition up the ark with a veil. You shall bring in the table and arrange the things that are to be set in order on it. And you shall bring in the lampstands and light its lamps. You shall also set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony and put up the screen for the door of the tabernacle. Then you shall set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and you shall set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar and put water in it. You shall set up the court all around and hang up the screen at the court gate. And you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it. And you shall hallow it and all its utensils, and it shall be holy. You shall anoint the altar of the burnt offerings and its utensils and consecrate the altar. The altar shall be most holy, and you shall anoint the laver and its base and consecrate it. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the meeting and wash them with water. You shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. And you shall bring his sons and clothe them with the tunics. You shall anoint them as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me as priests. For their anointing shall surely be everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him, so he did. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set its boards, and put its bars, and raised up its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent on top of it, as the Lord has commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it in the ark, inserted the poles through the rings of the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung up the veil covering, and partitioned off the ark of the testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the table in the tabernacle meeting on the north side of the tabernacle. Outside the veil, he set the bread in order upon it before the Lord as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the lampstands in the tabernacle meeting across it from the table on the south side of the tabernacle. And he lit the lamps before the Lord as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the gold altar in the tabernacle meeting in front of the veil. And he burnt sweet incense on it as the Lord had commanded Moses. He hung up the screen at the door of the tabernacle and put the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And offered it, the burnt offering and the grain offering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, and put water there for washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons would wash their hands and their feet with water from it whenever they went into the tabernacle of meeting, and when they came near the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate so Moses could finish the work. And the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. I hope this reading was a blessing to you, and you got much from it. Amen. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so right now. All you have to simply do is say the simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and then I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I once again want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say may he bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key, and I will bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Alrighty, well, now that the main readings are done, and the altar call is done, I'm going to play some more music until we get some callers. Okay, so, here we go. Thank you.
Frank Garza says you're doing a jerk off on the Skype, Wanda.
No, 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 not doing that. I'm doing
what are you doing with Dan Garza? He said you do dick rape.
No, he's an idiot.
Why don't you bring him on the air?
He hasn't called in.
Just like Pastor Vio, you won't take his call.
He hasn't called in yet. If Pastor would call in, I would take his call. Okay, but he hasn't called in. He hasn't called in ever. Okay? In a long, long, long time.
He said you block him.
You say what?
He said you block him.
I didn't block him at all.
You lied?
No. Not lying.
Right, let's take other calls.
Yeah, there ain't no more callers at this present time. Okay, they haven't pressed the one key. Oh, well, we got another caller here. Let's see. Let's take it and see what we got. 111. You're on the air.
Oh, Kenny?
Yeah, DC. What's up?
What's going on? What's going on, brother? I just heard you talking about Pastor Veal, and I would like to say that I do believe Kenny in this one particular case is telling the truth. I do not think Veal is called. He's not in the chat room as far as the Discord and pretty much ever when Kenny is doing his show. So I don't think Pastor Veal has called Grover. I think that Kenny is moving his call.
Shit.
Grover, did you knock over all the beer cans, man?
God damn it. I knocked the recycling bin over at the Haven for Hope. There's a lot of cans.
Gotta be careful, brother. Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kenny, what is going on with Dan Garza? I've seen a lot of Dan Garza.
That's not really Dan Garza, it's Rico. Okay?
Oh, you're saying Dan Garza and Rico are the same guy?
No.
So Rico was the guy that you had sex with back in Dallas?
No. Dan, Rico is pretending to be Dan Garza. He's pretending.
Oh. Well, I would just like to say, if Dan Garza is listening, the real Dan Garza, I would like for him to call in and show his face. Speak to the man. Speak to him. One-on-one. Amen.
Yeah, well, he won't call in. He won't call in either.
Well, I mean, you never know, Kenny. He might call. I mean, you don't know unless you ask him to, you know. Amen.
Well, okay. The real Dan Garza, if you're listening, call in to the show to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and then press the 1 key, and I will bring you on Shirley.
Okay, brother. Fair enough. That was good.
Okay. Well, we got a caller here, 918. Let me bring him on and see what he has to say. 918, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Why don't you go to the hospital and minister to people?
I have in the past.
Well, I just came out of Methodist Hospital. You know, you've been there before?
Yeah, I've been in Methodist Hospital. I've also been in Baptist Hospital.
He did suck jobs.
No.
Well, yesterday you told me to eat the cake I was trying to deliver to you, and it was full of Rohypnol and Quaaludes, and I got sick.
Oh.
And I went to the hospital.
Sorry. I didn't know that somebody would put Rohypnol and Quaaludes into a cake.
Well, sir, you know, Rohypnol is a date rape drug.
Oh, well, I hope you didn't get date raped.
He uses that with Victor.
Well, the person who sent you the cake was trying to knock you out.
Oh.
But you told me to eat it.
Well, I didn't know.
You don't know these people?
No, I don't know them.
Well, it's either that Dan Garza guy or Benjamin Fontaine guy who sent that to you.
Well, I don't know those people because I've only talked to them online. I don't know them in person.
Do you do drugs with them?
No.
Why would they give you date rape drugs and a penis cake?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem right. How can you not know?
I don't.
It's all playing hard.
Does someone want to knock you out and rape you?
No, nobody's going to knock me out and rape me because, first of all, I wouldn't have ate the cake.
So why are you giving me the cake and telling me to eat the cake?
Because you're the delivery driver of the cake. I wouldn't eat it personally, okay? Okay, I didn't think you would eat it either.
Why don't you tell me to throw it out if you didn't trust the people that are sending you this cake?
Well, you could have sauced it out, too. You could have done that. That was your option. You didn't have to eat it.
You told me to eat it.
Well, I didn't think you really were going to eat it.
It's a cake. Granted, it's shaped like a penis, but it's still a cake.
Okay. All right. Let me take some more calls here. 111, you're on air.
You could have killed my wife and kids.
No. 111, you're on air. 111, going once, going twice, going
twice. Wait, hold on. Hello? Kenny.
111, you're on air.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rico?
Yes, this is Rico, otherwise known as my birth name, Dan Garza.
That's not your real name. You're not
Kenny,
you're
this
not
is
Dan.
Kenny, wait a minute. This is Dan Garza, man. Hi, Dan Garza.
No,
how you doing, brother?
Hello to you, DC2, and tell to DC3, I say hello to him, too.
Oh, I'll let him know, brother. I appreciate you calling, man. It's crazy, all this craziness going on with Kenny. I'm so glad that you called.
Thank to you. Yeah. I want to bring up... I did an interview with Pastor Veal, and I'm waiting to do interview with Dick Suck Tony Gaga. I need to tell to everybody, the last caller with the big cake, Quaaludes, and the pills inside it, that's what Kenny likes to do to people. When I was straight.
No.
Kenny, wait a minute, man. Let him tell his story, Kenny. Wait till he's done.
I was straight. I love this beautiful Latina woman. She has a big teeth, and she has a nice big sock lips.
Oh. Yes, Kenny
said to me, he go, okay, I'm going to marry you guys for no money, okay? And I said to him, okay. I said, listen to him. He's throwing jerk off on the phone.
Kenny, you mute yourself, man. You can't be jerking off on the phone, brother.
That's not me. It's not me.
Kenny, we in the circle of trust, man. Come on, brother. Don't start breaking the circle of trust. Kenny.
I'm not.
Kenny, look, if you want to jerk off, it's fine, man, but you at least mute yourself, brother. It's a godly show. Go on, Rico.
He's doing this on a Skype with Pastor Wanda. Can Pastor Wanda have a clit dick? Clit that look like a dick. But anyway, I don't know why you called to me liar. Let me finish my fucking story.
That's just what it is a story. Okay?
Kenny, you're upsetting the man. Let him finish the story, man. Let him tell him.
Like I was telling you, motherfucker, and I tell to Tony Kaga, and I tell to Pasavil, and I tell to Grover Washington, I tell to everybody, I say, when I was younger, you say you're going to marry to me and this girl, and we have no money. So you say you're going to do it for me if I give you this sock. So I say no to you, and you say, but if you really love this woman with the big tits and the big sock lip, that I give you blow you up. And I say, okay, because I love her. And I was very young. I don't know any better. You're supposed to be older to me. You're not supposed to ask for me a big sock. And then you'll give me a penis cake on my birthday.
Ken, that shit's not funny, man. Come on.
Why are you laughing to me? You ruined my life.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Because it's all lies.
I'm not lying. I tell Fontaine, Benjamin Buffer Fontaine III, I say, this is why I'm gay. And he said to me, Lord have mercy, I'm going to call this ungodly man and fire him from a God Rainbow Ministry.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take another caller here. 585, you're on the air.
Kenny. Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. It's me, Cobra Jeff. How are you guys?
Hello, Cobra Jeff. You please tell to everybody how good it is to have woman with dick sock lip and speak lip.
Oh God, let me tell you, Kenny. You know, most of you know I'm kind of racist. No offense, DC too. But let me tell you, Puerto Ricans, they give the best head ever. You know, those spick lips are fucking amazing. You know, let me tell you. You know, I had one try to, you know, blow some coke off my cock once, and I told her, I'm like, hey, get your fucking spick lips off me.
But you know, Kenny ruined that for me. I mean, a woman with big dick sock lip and big speak lip with big teeth, and he said to me, I'm gonna marry you guys because I know you're poor, but first you have to do dick sock to me. And he made me do this because he said, if you do it, it means you love the speak lip lady. And then after he say, okay, we not do this no more, he give to me penis cake with quailur inside, and then he do dick rape to me.
Oh, my God. Kenny, why would you do that, Kenny?
I didn't do that. It's lying.
That's slander. Hey, Kenny, I got a question for you. See if you can help me out. So I recently met someone, having a great time, great person. My question to you, you know, it's actually two questions. One, how long should I wait till I meet their kids?
Should what?
Till I meet their kids. How long should I wait till I meet their kids?
Probably a while.
Okay. I kind of thought the same thing. The other question is, how long should I wait till I meet their spouse?
Same thing. Wait a while.
Until I meet their husband.
Yeah, wait a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Kenny, why did you – I want to get back to this Dan Gaza situation. Oh, Kenny, will you please mute yourself?
Doing your cough on a Skype with a Pastor Wanda and Dick Clift.
Eclipse?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Rico doing that.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, Rico.
I'm not doing this because I'm very sensitive with my dick. And it's very big. But because you met to me gay, I ashamed to show it to people because it still smell like a cigarello from your mouth.
Speaking of demo, hey, I got that stick over here now. Let's see if she.
Kenny, what exactly is dick rape? Is that did you make him fuck you or did you fuck him? I'm confused. Deke rape.
I did not deke rip anybody.
Not deke rip, deke rape.
I didn't deke rape anybody.
So you saying it was consensual? Oh, come on, brother. That don't sound consensual to me, Kenny.
Well, anyway, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Okay?
Fuck yourself. You motherfucker.
The show, Kenny.
Kenny,
let the black man ask a question, Kenny.
Ken, you know the Ten Commandments. What are the Ten Commandments?
Yes, I know the Ten Commandments, and I'm not going to discuss them right now.
Okay, Kenny, number 10? Let's go. Kenny, let's do the list. Number 10. Ten. Can I do 10? Number 10.
Don't give blowjobs
to
the homeless.
Number 10 is thy neighbor's wife.
Okay, number 9. Kenny, come on. Kenny, we're giving you an easy one, man. Come on, man.
Thou shalt not kill, Kenny.
Come on, let's go, brother. Get in the swing of things, man. I know you're thrown off by this whole...
And there's adultery, okay? Then there's...
Okay, everybody say okay. Get them going. Okay.
Ashley's online.
Can
Ashley?
You finish? I'm doing all right, but can you finish the commandments?
Okay.
Well,
first one is, do not have any other gods before me, okay?
Okay.
Do not take the name in vain.
I'm
going to give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Okay, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.